Since independence in 1980, elections in Zimbabwe have been marred by intimidation and violence. The 2000 parliamentary and 2002 presidential votes were particularly bloody. Numerous local and international observer groups concluded that both polls were not free and fair. Analysts say the scaled-down violence prior to today's election is the result of pressure on the government by the international community. But Brian Raftopoulos of the University of Zimbabwe says that even though there was less overt violence during the campaign for today's poll, violence will still have a bearing on how people vote.
There's clearly the legacy of violence, which in itself is a huge intimidatory factor. In a situation like this where political violence has been used consistently, even the threat of violence and the symbolic presence of it in communities can have an enormous effect on voters.
The Roman Catholic Archbishop Pius Nube of Bulawayo is one of those who strongly believe that the poll is going to be rigged.
This election already won by ZANU-PF because, first of all, there hasn't been transparency in voters' roll. We understand there's some like 600,000 duplicate voters, people who have registered more than once. We understand on the voters' roll there's still some like 800,000 dead voters whose names will be used by certain people. So these parliamentary elections will be rigged.
Earlier this week, Archbishop Nube called for a peaceful uprising after the result is announced. He accused the government of trying to starve supporters of the opposition movement for democratic change in his drought-stricken diocese. His call brought a rebuke from the government and the ruling party, which called him an inveterate liar. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, Harare.